Collins and Harper Audio present Strange, Spooky, and Supernatural, Curious Tales of Fascinating People, Places, and Things by Mike Brown, performed by Mike Brown. Curiosity, when it ventures into the realm of the macabre, becomes an insatiable hunger for the forbidden, compelling us to confront the shadows within. Oscar Wilde, The Picture of Dorian Gray. 'Tis strange but true, for truth is always strange, stranger than fiction. If it could be told, how much would novels gain by the exchange? How differently the world would men behold? Lord Byron, from Don Juan, Canto 14, Stanza 101. Foreword. When you have a passion for life's mysteries, you often end up aligning with others who feel the same calling for a deeper understanding. In short, that's how Mike and I found one another, and we met over one very specific story, known as the Amherst Mystery in Canada's Maritimes. The Amherst Mystery, the tale of Esther Cox and the exploitation of her alleged psychic gifts, stands as a warning to all those who step into the role of paranormal storyteller. After working in the parapsychology field for many years, I have learned that intention, care, representation, facts, and personal truth all play a role as we attempt, in our human way, to get to the bottom of this paranormal journey. The more we dig, the deeper the journey becomes, and the more we as humans come to realize there is no bottom. We explore paranormal phenomena through science, stories, and art in the best way we can, and use our physical abilities to explore the evidence we have, expressing it through many tried and true avenues. Our podcast, Supernatural Circumstances, has become an avenue for Mike and me to ride this winding train for ourselves. It has allowed us to explore these stories from the perspective of our guests, but also from the perspective of one another. Through this exploration, I have come to realize that in this human adventure, we must travel down this road of spirituality and high strangeness using whatever mode of expression we feel most akin to. And if you're listening to this book, then congratulations, you've bought your train ticket. The paranormal and psi have always had a strong influence on popular culture. Ghostbusters, Supernatural, Doctor Who, The X-Files, Stranger Things, and even earlier comics such as Doctor Strange, Scooby-Doo, Casper the Friendly Ghost, and more. These paved the way for reality hits like Ghost Adventures Most Haunted and other staged reality shows designed for thrills and entertainment. Movies inspired by games such as Silent Hill have touched on some very prominent ideas in current parapsychological research, such as the idea of frequencies and planes of existence. The film Silent Hill and the series Stranger Things explore the idea that there are intelligences beyond what we are capable of seeing within the human spectrum of vision. Only when conditions change and that frequency of vision is expanded will we gain access to these other realms of existence. The storytellers, it seems, are slowly catching up to the science, but not in any way that appears to make much difference. As a veteran parapsychology researcher for over 20 years, I believe the television shows and books that feature ghost hunters running around with shaky cameras and exaggerated claims have unfortunately cheapened the reality of serious investigators and scientists who genuinely seek to study new phenomena and assist people who are in trouble. Many don't realize that when someone like me gets a call, the stories are deep and multi-layered. People are often on the verge of divorce, losing their homes, or having severe emotional crises. While many books and other mediums further the idea that some quick ritual will cure the home or business of its problems, they often make parapsychology stories extremely one-dimensional in the process. Much of this subject is therefore buried in cheap thrills and frightening fantasies, obscuring the truth of the story itself and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?